Tori Hutchins. Tori, firstly, how are you and whereabouts are you today?
I'm all right. I'm just at home. I was just working the horses and Luke left for Mildura, so...
I was going to ask if you're going to Mildura tonight, as Luke's now able to drive himself there, so you're out of those duties.
Yeah, well, someone's got to keep the show running at home.
And what is at home? How many have you got in work there?
We've got two racing.
Yep.
And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 young ones, I think. Seven young ones.
Seven young ones. So what's that entail, the young ones? Are you breaking them in or pre-training them?
We've got one breaker.
Yeah.
Or two breakers and 1 2-year-old who's probably not far away. And then the rest are just education.
Yep. And the one, the two-year-old that's not too far away, is that a two-year-old trotter?
Nah. She's a little pacer. Yeah. We broke her in last year and... we broke her in at Vince's when we were still working there.
Yep, yep.
Archie bought her from the sales and he's given us the opportunity to train her. So we took her on board because we really liked her. So
who's Archie?
She's got to put it together. I don't know how to say his nice last name.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Let's not go down that. I don't know him, that's all. Or maybe I do.
He's one of Vince's owners.
Yeah, okay. no doubt. They're few and far between owners when you're making your start in the sport, and you've obviously had to diversify a little bit with some pre-training, et cetera, and breaking and have a crack at anything, basically, just to get your name out there between yourself and Luke. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, we've got a bit of variety here, a bit of everything.
So let's go back, right? At one stage, I reckon you worked at Matty Craven's, and was El Paco there, the horse?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about El Paco. Was he a special horse to you, or was he a horse you did extra with when you're at Matty Craven's?
Sort of semi, but it was at the time where we had our trotter there as well, and he was my man. That was Stargun.
Yep.
But El Paco was one of the Monty horses.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a bit of riding on him. But yeah, he was sort of overshadowed by our trotter.
Yeah, okay. I just had this trigger, and I remember actually he went off to be rehomed by someone, El Paco, and I wasn't sure if he went to Jackie Barker's or to you for re-education and rehoming.
Well, it wasn't me, so it could have been Jackie. I remember seeing him somewhere.
Yeah, I do too. I can't remember. That is something that you've done a bit of, the re-education for rehoming. Is that right?
Yep. Still, if we have one that we retire, I'll give it a go under saddle and see if I can find it a nice home.
So that stage...
Instead of just standing in the paddock.
Yeah, that stage you were a bit younger than you are now, and was that just something you were doing to earn a dollar or two on the side, I suppose?
Yeah, it was that, and it also just... I really enjoyed it. I didn't like driving them early, so when I was out at Maddie's, I'd take them all for rides down the bush and on the beach and everything. And that interests me more than driving. I hated driving, honestly.
Yeah.
So I just started, I talked to, because I knew Jason Margan that had a lot of horses just stand in the paddock.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, do you want me to clear them out a bit and find them some nice homes?
Mm.
So that started a bit of a partnership there for a while.
Now, no doubt from that laugh you gave, you know the connection where I was heading with El Paco, because he's out of a mare called Kelly Brook, which makes him Sonny Brook's older brother.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's an intriguing coincidence, but there's another one. Are you aware of, I reckon you might remember a horse called Jewelby Outlaw. Tell us a bit about Jewelby Outlaw, and no doubt you got this horse as part of the clearing them out from Marg's place.
Yeah, he's my show horse. He's actually tattooed on my arm.
Yeah, wow. So tell us a bit about him.
He came to me actually to be sold, and I just absolutely fell in love with him. And he's just been my go-to man ever since. I've had him since about 2019, I think. And, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
See, he was re-educated, and at Stawell Cup in 2021, you led the field out for the Trotters Cup.
Yep. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I reckon that's the year Donnybrook might have won it.
It is.
Yeah. So, a bit coincidental that the relative was leading out the relative.
Yeah. So, but more coincidental that you've been involved with El Paco riding him down the bush, the older brother, and then Jewel Beatwell leads the Stawell Cup out that Sunnybrook won. It's all seemed destined that one day you might actually train Sunnybrook.
I know. I didn't actually make the connection with El Paco until, well, I don't know, maybe a month ago. I didn't even have a proper look at it. I figured out about Jillaby Outlaw the day we picked up Sunnybrook. I'm like, oh my God, Luke. He's related to Ray, who's my show horse. I'm like, what the hell? That's just unreal.
Yeah. And
his little brother that we have as well, that Kelly Bush, he reminds me a lot of Jillaby Outlaw.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually.
So what happened? How did you come to get Sunnybrook?
Well, I think it was actually a Mildura day. So Luke was off in Mildura and I was sitting on the couch, I was scrolling through the trading ring and those two horses popped up for sale. And I just thought to myself, oh, I'll ask him because he seems like an owner that just doesn't really want to sell them. He was going to be out of action for a while. And I thought I'll take a swing and see if he'll lease them because I was sort of looking for something for Mildura just to have a bit of fun with. And
Mildura
I told
Cup.
Luke and he's like, oh, God, that's a bloody good find there.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, Lindsay called up. And was happy. We actually only asked about Sunnybrook at first, and he said, "Oh, would you take the little brother as well?" So that's how we got him.
I had Lindsay on this show. Oh, I don't know when it was, years ago now, probably. And he talked about his feet, and he had really bad feet, and there was issues. He said something like he's only good for a couple of runs after he gets shoes on. So have you had issues with his feet and has there been something changed there?
When he came, they were pretty, how you going?
Yeah.
More so his back feet. They didn't have much wall on them and we just have, I've got to give a massive shout out to our farrier, Pete Sanderson.
He
done an unreal job shoeing him. His first shoeing, there wasn't much to work with and he got shoes on him and he's been shod. I think he got shod during the week before Birchip and his feet come up absolutely super. Well, so we're getting better.
Well, Lindsay said something like he's good for a run or two after he gets shod. So I'm not surprised to hear that he got shod before winning the Birchip Cup. Maybe there was something in that.
His feet, I don't know, what was going on, but he was only putting, I reckon, one nail in on his inside and it was just not really holding on too well.
Yeah.
We've been able to get some proper nails in and we're getting his walls a bit better and, yeah, it's just helping him a lot.
Yeah, no doubt there was a theory behind it and it obviously worked because his last three wins were country cups as well and you win the Birchip Cup. He's in the Central Vic Trotters Championship final on Sunday at Charlton and I know you're aiming for the Mildura Trotters Cup in a few weeks' time as well.
Yeah, we aren't 100% if we're going to go to the final yet. We were going to look at the noms and just see because he did have a pretty... Luke did drive him pretty hard on Sunday. And we were just going to see how he pulled up. He jogged around pretty bright today. But we're just going to have a look at the noms and see if we wanted to go or just wait until Mildura.
It's just amazing, isn't it? If I had said to you, we were up in Mildura last year, and if I had said to you, in 12 months' time, you'll have had 11 starters for two winners as a trainer – One of them will be the granddaughter of Kelly Brook in Sunnybrook, who's a brother to El Parco and a niece of Julebi, a nephew of Julebi Outlaw. You would have looked at me and said, "Toby, I know you've had a bit of a good week here in Mildura, but you're starting to sound disillusioned. Starting to sound like you've lost the plot." Would you not have said that?
Oh, I've probably been close to that, yeah.
Fair dinkum. It's an amazing story, really. And you've had a wonderful start. I know you've been in partnership with Luke for some time, but it's been a great start to your career, and winning the Birdship Cup must have been an absolute thrill on Sunday.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't actually one of our aims when we got him. It was just Mildura. Hmm. And we were going through the calendar, and I've gone to Luke, "The Birdship's coming up. I know you want to win that one." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, we could have a look at that one." So everything just sort of worked out perfectly with his runs and just timed out perfect for that race.
Luke didn't do a Ryan Sanderson and say he'd shout the bar or anything silly.
He got a bit nervous when he nearly won the pacing cup. He was like, "I nearly had to shout the bar."
He mightn't have made it to Mildura tonight if he had done that.
Oh, good.
Tori, thanks so much. Just an amazing story. And, to all the connections that have come about to get Sunnybrook to win that Birdship Cup, and hopefully there's more wins in store for him and for you and for Luke.
We hope so.
Good on you, Tori. Thanks for joining us on Trot's Life.